Around the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan No.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian authorities have found a mass burial site near a recaptured city in the northeast of the country. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The grave was discovered close to Izium in the Kharkiv region. Russian forces left Izium a little more than a week ago as Ukrainian troops successfully reclaimed swaths of territory in the region. AP journalists visited the site, walking past hundreds of wooden crosses, most of them marked only with numbers, no names. Ukrainian soldiers surveyed the site with metal detectors. A Ukrainian serviceman known as Kuvalda explained, "If it bleeps on the place where our brothers are lying, that means that the enemy may have left something like an explosive substance, a grenade that could be thrown into a grave." Izium resident Yuri Kochatenko remembered the Russian invasion of his town. His wife was killed by a cluster bomb. "We fell down. I wasn't hurt, but she was wounded in the heart. The shrapnel went straight through her." I'm Karen Chamas.
Officials say weeks of floodwaters are now receding in Pakistan's worst-hit southern Sindh province after a deadly summer in which monsoons killed hundreds of thousands of people. Friday's latest development is a potentially bright sign in the ongoing crisis. Irrigation officials say the water level in the previous 48 hours receded as much as 3 feet in some areas. However, authorities have said the complete draining of water in Sindh will take at least 3 months. The floods have killed 1,508 people, left 500,000 homeless, and sparked a race against spreading disease. This is VOA News. The British government says it's temporarily stopping people from joining the line to file past the Queen's coffin as the wait for those at the back hit 14 hours. A live tracker of the queue said it was at capacity and entry was being paused for 6 hours. Meanwhile, a diplomatic spat is brewing after a delegation of Chinese officials reportedly was barred from visiting the historic hall where the Queen is lying in state. The Chinese ambassador to the UK has been banned from Parliament for a year after Beijing sanctioned 7 British legislators last year for speaking out against China's treatment of its Uyghur minority. The office of the House of Commons Speaker declined to comment on Friday. Tunisian President Kais Saied has made new changes to electoral law that diminish the role of political parties 3 months ahead of legislative elections. Opposition groups see it as the latest step in a sweeping power grab. A new electoral law published Friday reduces the number of member visits to the members of the lower house of parliament. It says candidates will now be elected directly instead of via party list. Voters will elect a new legislature December 17th. Saied said the move is aimed at making parliament members more responsible to their constituents instead of their parties. Fire officials in Northern California are concerned that weekend weather could make it harder to battle the largest wildfire in the state so far this year. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Colder temperatures and as much as an inch of rain are expected this weekend, but stronger winds are also expected beginning Saturday, and that could throw burning embers and create spot fires despite the rain. What's known as the Mosquito Fire is about 110 miles northeast of San Francisco, and on Wednesday it covered nearly 106 square miles, and some 11,000 residents are not able to return home because of the unpredictable nature of the winds. I'm Donna Warder.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian authorities have found a mass burial site near a recaptured northeastern city previously occupied by Russian forces. President Volodymyr Zelensky announced the discovery late Thursday in his nightly address to the nation. The grave was found close to Izium in the Kharkiv region. Zelensky said more information would be made public on Friday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.